Karen, the thoughts on names. I would like everyone to write their names on capitals, please. It's capitals on the piece of long white paper. Everyone should have marker pens. Sorry? Just your first name. Everyone should have marker pens. Has everyone got paper? One, two. Good mind. Tom hasn't done his. Catherine, could you take a piece of paper to Tom? Right, now I'd like a few... As obviously we want to link all of our names together this morning as a good time of fellowship. So I'd like a few people to come and stand at the front. Want some volunteers, please. I didn't ask them in advance. So have you got your names with you? Now what I'd like you to say is take it in turns and say my name is. And then once they've all said their names, we're going to have an expression come up on the board. So it'll be, Lord, we thank you that you call us by name to shine as lights in your world.
My name is Rosemary.
My name is Philip.
My name is Pamela.
My name is Catherine.
Lord, we thank you that you call us by name to shine as lights in your world. Now I'd like us to turn to each other, and if we don't know who's sitting beside us, we need to introduce ourselves. And then we're going to say that person's name. So I will say to Catherine, and same again, Tom is going to help us with the words up there. So I will say, Catherine, shine as God's light in the world. So in your own time, can you turn to your neighbour and say to each other, Catherine, go to Daddy and to Tom. Thank you, darling. Then I would like to collect all the pieces of paper up and link them all together as a decoration for our 1st of January's communion table this morning. So, Catherine, can you go around and collect everyone's names? What I've done this morning is I've labelled up some small parcels with the meanings of a few people in our congregation and others, the meanings of their names. So I'd like to see if anyone can guess for who they may actually be for. Some of you may know the meanings of your name, and some of you may not. So I'm going to call out a few of the meanings and see if anyone can guess or knows them. We'll have a few guesses first, I think. Does anyone know what beloved stands for as a first name? Beloved? And why would that be? It's David. So you'd like to come and get your cake with your name on? This is from the Hebrew name, David, with a W in, which is probably derived from the Hebrew word, which actually stands for beloved. David, as we all know, was the second and greatest king of Israel, ruling in the 10th century BC. Several stories about him are told in the Old Testament, including the defeat of Goliath, a giant Philistine. According to the New Testament, Jesus was a descendant from him. So does anyone know who CROWN stands for? CROWN? Leadership, but a Christian name. The Christian name it links for. It's a man. King, yes, it would be. That's how the link is. Stephen. It's the same again. It's a Greek name. Catherine, would you like to take that to Stephen? And it's Stephanos, meaning crown. And Saint Stephen was a deacon who was actually stoned to death, as told in Acts in the New Testament. And he was regarded as the first Christian martyr. Due to him, the name became very common in the Christian world. And it was very popularized in England by the Normans. What about Jew of the Sea? Jew of the Sea? Jew of the Sea. No, D-E-W. Jew of the Sea. I thought everyone's got mugs with their names on at home, with the meaning of their names, but obviously not. It's actually a combination of, this person's name is a combination of two names, which is Rose and Mary. This name can be given in reference to the herb, which has got its name from the Latin Rosus Marius, which means Jew of the Sea. And it became very popular in the 19th century. Catherine, take this away. I was being positive for everyone, so we'd all have help. And there's pure. Does anyone know pure? No, it's not Lily. This has lots and lots of different reasons why this might be pure. It's actually my daughter, Catherine. But there's so many different ways the name can be said that it means in so many different areas. But it's probably from the Greek name, they probably think. So then with the Latin, they changed the spelling. And there was lots of saints and everything like that with her name, definitely. And who do you think, the last one, who do you think would be Honest? Whose Christian name, Honest? It's a Hebrew name. I really did think everyone would have mugs. Everyone's got mugs. Thomas. So that was a few, definitely. And we'll have later, we'll have a few more bits of cake out. I wasn't quite sure on my numbers. As you can see, the names give an explanation of the person, of what they're thought to be. And the names we found earlier, over on the board, of lots of different expressions what Jesus was called in the Bible. I'm going to shout a bit. These names are used to describe Jesus by the angels who announced his birth. And as we heard in the passage that Catherine read, Simeon and Anna announced the importance of Jesus when he was brought to the temple by his parents. Why would you not choose our own names? Obviously, they're given to us by our parents. We can reflect on what our own gifts enable us to do. And we all have gifts in different areas. We can be disciples ourselves, carers, peacemakers. We may be strong or meek, or quiet and loud. Isaiah talks of his people being called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord shall give. And at the beginning of this new year, it is a good time to think together about living up to our new names as followers of Christ in 2012.